God loves us. God loves each of us in a way that we have never experienced love before. And the Christian life is the journey that it takes to let that love of God sink in us. God loves us so much that we are simply not used to receiving that much love. And yet, that is our goal on this earth, to let God love us infinitely as he does. Even if the earthen vessels that we are sometimes feel as if we're too weak or small or messy to contain that much love. Think of the time that you felt loved the most. And I believe we can all relate to this analogy to some extent. Think of that person that has loved you the most. And now try to imagine that that someone could love you three times that or infinitely more than that. And such is our claim as Christians, that we are children infinitely loved by the Father in a way that goes beyond our imagining. And our daily task consists of letting that much love sink into our beings a little bit more every day. No one here should feel forsaken or desolate, for we are God's delight. God looks at each of us and he calls us my delight. Truth is, however, that at times we still feel desolate and forsaken. And in the midst of that dryness, we wonder what it takes to experience the love that we know God has for us. And then our Blessed Mother gives us the answer when she says, "Do whatever he tells you." All that the Lord tells us to do, his commandments, all of the gospel and the church's teachings, they're all meant to shape our hearts in a way that they will be able to welcome God's love and enjoy it. Christ commands her not there to become a burden only, but to strengthen the vessel of our being so that it may be able to contain the love of God that is poured into our hearts every day without breaking. Do whatever he tells you. At times, and perhaps most of the time, I feel, that we cannot do what he tells us, that we are too little, too weak, too messy to be able to do what he tells us. And the Lord God knows this. And so he asked us to bring him the little that we've got. That is what the Lord did at the wedding at Cana. He asked for whatever they had. And the only thing they had were empty vessels, 6 empty stone water jars. Sounds like what we feel like at times before God, like empty vessels in need of everything. The Lord, however, can work with that. He can transform emptiness into abundance, as we saw in the gospel, desolation into joy, bread and wine into his Son, because nothing is impossible for God. So this morning, the Lord is asking us to never give up on his love. No matter how weak, how messy, how little we feel, he only asked us one thing, that we give him the little that we've got, even if it is an empty jar. He will then pour out his love into our hearts as he pours himself out at every Mass to the point that he becomes food and drink for us to eat and drink. Soon at our parish, we will have the gift of an adoration chapel where the Eucharist, the Christ that we consume at Mass, will be exposed for adoration. And I invite us all to make use of that gift and to commit to a time of adoration. During that hour of prayer, we can sit in God's presence and let him love us and pour his love into our hearts. And then God's love will become the fuel, the strength that we need to be able to do whatever he tells us.